Tweet at Today SOR.
The United States is continuing to build a coalition of allies to take on Islamic State jihadists with France, the latest country to put words into action. Its aircraft launched airstrikes on IS positions in recent days, but it seems there's no appetite on the part of Western governments to put boots on the ground, as the phrase have it. Meanwhile, northern Iraq is in turmoil as refugees have been stampeding across the Syrian border in fear of advancing Islamic State fighters. Patrick Coburn of the London Independent is on the line now. He's author of a new publication, New Sunni Uprising. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning.
I think the latest turn, at least in terms of political analysis and response, was that of the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, saying Britain must not rule out the idea of joining a wide coalition of allies to take on the so-called Islamic State, and suggesting that the idea of boots on the ground may in fact have to be considered.
Yes, it's a bit bizarre, because I don't think anybody is really considering it like that. And I sort of get the impression that Tony Blair's sort of mind is still sort of stuck in what happened in 2003 and justifying the invasion then. I don't think it has much to do with present realities.
You were writing in The Independent on Sunday yesterday that if the US and its allies are serious about combating the Islamic State jihadists successfully, they should arrange a ceasefire between the forces of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the non-IS Syrian opposition. Now, they've been at each other in a fairly serious way up to now in recent years, but do you think it's realistic to reckon they could set aside, however temporarily, their differences to take on IS?
They don't really have to set aside their differences. All I was really proposing was that they have unilateral ceasefires on both sides. They aren't going to reach a political solution. The thing is that ISIS, the Islamic State, has taken and captured about a third of Syria in the east. It's still advancing. It's strong enough, certainly, to knock out the so-called Syrian rebel moderates. And it's inflicted a series of defeats on the Syrian army of Bashar al-Assad. So they're both somewhat weakened. If they go on fighting each other, then ISIS can pick them off one by one. That's why I think that there should be a truce between the two, just that. Pushed by their foreign backers like the US and Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia. And then they have an opportunity to turn against ISIS effectively. Otherwise, you have a three-cornered war, which is much to the benefit of ISIS.
Do you think such an idea would be on the agenda for people like President Obama, who, as we know, was very much criticised for admitting that he had no strategy to cope with Islamic State just a month or so ago?
He's criticized by people who don't have a strategy themselves. I think what he meant was he doesn't have a successful strategy, which is very difficult. I think also it's the problem for the U.S. is the biggest opponent of ISIS in Syria is the Syrian army of Bashar al-Assad. ISIS is trying to get rid of Bashar al-Assad, but so is the U.S. They're demanding that, trying to weaken him and demanding that he go. If they're to be effective, they need to somehow to do a U-turn and oppose ISIS alongside Assad. But it's very difficult in politics to do quite such a big U-turn. I think they've done it somewhat covertly, but they haven't gone the whole way. But really, if they're going to be effective against ISIS, they need partners on the ground in Syria and Iraq. And the only way they'll do it in Syria is to have some sort of relations with the Syrian government.
Now, Mr. Obama, of course, moving on from the point where he said, or let it slip, that he had no strategy, he won the assent of the House of Representatives last week to train and equip moderate rebels in Syria who are supposedly going to fight both Assad and the Islamic State. But you clearly reckon that is just not going to work.
Yeah, it's kind of a PR stunt. I mean, first of all, the Syrian moderates, so-called, are a bit difficult to find on the map. Secondly, there isn't a great Chinese wall between the moderates and the jihadis, including ISIS. they tend to fight together. There's a sort of pretense in Washington and elsewhere that we're going to give support to these good guys and they're completely different from the jihadis. But actually, they switch backwards and forwards. They have close relations. So if you start giving machine guns when in the past, when they've given weapons to the Free Syrian Army, the so-called moderates, they turn up in the hands of ISIS very soon afterwards.
And meanwhile, of course, and we've seen this now very much so in the last couple of days, Turkey having to deal with some 100,000 Kurdish refugees on effectively fleeing across the border.
Yeah, I mean, there's a Kurdish minority in Syria, about 10% of the population, but 2.5 million people, mostly along the northern border. And they're under attack from ISIS. I mean, they're defending themselves pretty strongly, but the militia which is defending them is the sort of branch of the Kurdish Syrian, Turkish Kurdish militia, which is regarded as terrorists by the U.S. and the European Union. So again, you have this rather bizarre situation that you have a supposed coalition of states who are not fighting ISIS, but you have people like the Syrian Kurds or the Syrian army who are, who the U.S. says it excludes from any alliance against ISIS. So basically the situation is very messy.
And finally, and briefly if possible, Patrick, there's also a mystery about how Turkey managed to negotiate the release of 45 of its own people who had been held captive by Islamic State fighters. We saw, again, the pictures of the tearful reunion with families at the weekend. How did that come about? Was it negotiated? Was there an intervention militarily? Or was there just cash up front?
Well, nobody knows, and the Turkish government isn't saying. But it is very mysterious how the Turks got ISIS to hand over these people without a quid pro quo. And obviously the question asked is, what exactly is the relationship between the Turkish government and ISIS, since ISIS is unlikely to have handed these people over out of the goodness of its heart?
Patrick, thank you very much indeed for that analysis. That's Patrick Coburn of the London Independent newspaper. He's author of the newly published The Jihadis Return, ISIS and the New Sunni Uprising, published by OR Books. Thanks indeed for joining us.